This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Word of God on Plains FM with me, Jeanette, as your host today. It's wonderful to be back after being sick for 2 weeks. Thank you for all your prayers. During the time a scripture came to mind. Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I declare today that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There are so many other voices that preach to us the opposite. Know that God loves you and that you are truly special in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. Allow the gifts of what the birth of Jesus Christ brought be your portion today. Peace, joy, love, and hope. I thank God for using Antonia to share the gift peace with us. Oh, to have the Prince of Peace in your life, I can assure you, your life will never be the same again. Our scripture reading for today is Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." God bless.
Joy to the world. Joy.
thank you for tuning in into the Word of God. We are busy with joy. What the birth of Jesus brought. So what is joy? It's a feeling of great pleasure, happiness, gladness, triumph, and delight. I like what John Piper wrote, and I quote, "Christian joy is a good feeling in the soul, produced by the Holy Spirit as He causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the Word and in the world. Joy is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, according to Galatians 5 verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, faithfulness. The joy of the Lord is the gladness of heart that comes from knowing God, abiding in Him, and be filled by the Holy Spirit. When you accept Jesus as your Savior and have a relationship with Him, you then have joy. Joy starts inwards and reflects outwards. Children of God know joy because it is the Holy Spirit who produces joy within us. Jesus brought joy before He was born. When Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant with John the Baptist, he leaped with joy when he heard Mary's greeting, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 44 to 47. Listen how the angels announced the birth of Jesus in Luke chapter 2. "Don't be afraid. I bring good news that causes great joy." Another interpretation: good tidings of great joy I bring. It is our Christian duty to rejoice in the Lord. I like Philippians 4, verse 4, sorry. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord." And again, I said, rejoice. Joy is present. Even through the times of trials of life. When you have faith, faith is a victory that overcomes the world. But it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. The apostles in Jerusalem were arrested twice and ordered not to preach in the name of Jesus. They faced the court, been beaten. But oh, when they returned home, they were rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus. So what about me and you? I said earlier that joy starts inside and reflects outside. You have the Holy Spirit within you. John 15 verse 5, and I read, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." When the Holy Spirit lives within you, it is He who produces the character and conduct of our Lord Jesus. To reflect joy, it comes from knowing Him. So we can rejoice even if Satan tries to steal our joy and to tell us that God can't help us. Rejoice that greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. It's a joy of the Lord that gives us strength. Job when he lost everything, he still encouraged others to have friendship with God. We have what it takes to be more than a conqueror in times of trials and temptations. As children of the Most High Priest, we have His joy, so we can smile at the storms, be encouraged, and reflect the joy of the Lord when you are facing difficulties. And I must say, it's not easy when you are facing troubles, maybe lost loved ones, and you are sad and grieving, to still reflect the joy of the Lord. When you maybe lost your job, finances, you are sick, losing everything which was so precious to you, and still be able to share the good news that God loves you, or encourage others to look to God. It's not easy. But I must tell you, it is worthy. It is worth it. Psalm 126 encourages me and you that everyone who sows in tears shall reap with joy. The joy of the Lord changes you also. When you accepted the Lord as your Savior, you start to grow in Him. Your relationship with your Heavenly Father grows more intimately, because it's not you, but a divine intervention. It's Him, our Daddy, our Heavenly Father, who worketh within us through His Holy Spirit. You won't stay the same or be in a period of stagnancy. There's growth in joy. We will move to the next level and the next. There are so many things that we as children of God must experience or discover in Him. His joy causes us to share His love, His peace, kindness. Joy, it's contagious. We have to attract people for the kingdom of God. We need to want people to have the joy of the Lord, because it is life-changing, powerful, it's eternal, it's forever. There's a song that says, in His presence there's fullness of joy. Seek His presence continually. Put on the garment of praise, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in His birth. Rejoice in this time, knowing that His birth bring peace, joy, love, and hope. God bless.
Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, opening to the sun above. And melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. And rejoice, rejoice. Come here.
Thank you for listening to the Word of God. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Rejoice in the Lord. This is Jeanette and Antonia for the Word of God on Plains FM 96.9. Rejoice in the Lord. Till next time, God bless.
Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above.